Book of 1 Peter. Chapter 1. Peter, an apostle of Yahshua Messiah, to the elect sojourners of the diaspora of Pontus, of Galatia, of Cappadocia, of Asia, and of Bithynia, according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh the Father, in sanctification of the Spirit to obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Yahshua Messiah. Grace and peace be multiplied to you. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Master Yahshua Messiah, He according to His great mercy having regenerated us to a living hope through the resurrection of Yahshua Messiah from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and unfading, having been kept in heaven for you. While you were kept by the power of Elohim, being guarded through faith to a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you will rejoice forever, notwithstanding, at the present time you are pressed a little, by the various trials that have come upon you, so that the proving of your faith, much more precious than perishing gold, but having been proved through fire, may be made manifest to praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Yahshua Messiah, whom having not seen, yet you love, and in whose faith you rejoice with exceeding joy that cannot be described. And you will receive the reward of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. About which salvation the prophets sought out and searched out, prophesying concerning the grace for you. They searched to find out at what time it would be revealed, and the Spirit of Messiah which dwelt in them, testifying beforehand of the sufferings of Messiah, and the glory that would follow. And everything they were searching for was revealed to them because they did not seek for themselves, but they prophesied the things which concern us, which now has been revealed to you by those having preached the good news to you in the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, which things the cherubs also desire to look into. Because of this, having girded up the loins of your mind, and being wide awake, perfecting hope on the grace being brought to you at the revelation of Yahshua Messiah, as children of obedience, not fashioning yourselves to your former lusts in your ignorance, but according to the Holy One who has called you, you also become holy in all conduct, because it has been written, Be holy, because I am holy. And if you call on the Father, the one judging according to the work of each one without respect of faces, conduct the time of your sojourning in fear. Knowing that not with corruptible things, like silver or gold, were you redeemed from your worthless way of life handed down from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Messiah, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, indeed having been preordained for this very purpose before the foundation of the world, but revealed in the last times because of you. The ones believing in Elohim through him, he raising him from the dead, and giving glory to him so that your faith and hope may be in Yahweh. Having purified your souls in the obedience of the truth through the Spirit to sincere brotherly love, love one another fervently out of a pure heart, being regenerated, not by corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the living word of Yahweh, which abides forever. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of men as the flower of grass, the grass was dried, and its flower fell out, but the word of Yahweh remains forever. And this is the very word that was announced to you. Chapter 2. Wherefore lay aside all malice, and all guile, and hypocrisies, and envies, and all evil accusations, as newborn babes desire the word as pure spiritual milk, that you may grow to salvation by it, if you, tasted and found out that our Master is good, to whom you have come. Because he is a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen of Yahweh and precious. You also as living stones are being built into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to Yahweh through Yahshua Messiah. As it is said in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion an elect, precious stone, a chief cornerstone. And the one believing in him shall not be ashamed. Then, it is to you who believe, that this honor is given. But to disobeying ones, he is the stone which those building rejected, this one became the head of the corner. He is a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. And they stumble at it, because they believe not the word, for which they were appointed. But you are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy people, and a people for possession, that you should proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness to his precious light. You who then were not a people, but now are the people of Yahweh, who had not obtained mercy, but who now have mercies poured out upon you. Beloved, I exhort you as pilgrims and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, and let your conduct be good before all men, so that they who speak evil words against you, may see your good actions, and may glorify Elohim in the day of trial. Then submit yourselves to all human authority for the sake of the Almighty, whether to a king, because of their supreme power, and to judges, because by them officers are sent for the punishment of offenders, and for the praise of them that do well. Because so is the will of Elohim, so that by doing good you may silence the ignorance of foolish men who know not Elohim. Act as free men, and not like men who use their liberty as a cloak for their wickedness, but as the servants of Elohim. Honor all, love the brotherhood, fear Yahweh, and honor the king. Servants, be obedient to your masters in all fear, not only to those good and forbearing, but also to the perverse ones. For this is favor before Elohim, if because of conscience, anyone bears grief, suffering unjustly. For what glory is it if you patiently endure suffering because of your sinning? But if you are suffering while doing good, and patiently endure, then your glory is greater from Elohim. For you were called to this, for even Messiah suffered on our behalf, leaving behind an example for us, that you should follow his steps, who did not sin, nor was guile found in his mouth, who, having been reviled, did not revile in return, suffering, he did not threaten, but gave himself up to him who was judging righteously, who, himself carried up in his body our sins, onto the tree, that dying to sins, we might live to righteousness, of whom, by his wounds you were healed. For you were, as sheep going astray, but now you turn back to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. Chapter 3. Likewise, wives, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if any disobey the word, through the behavior of the wives, without a word they will be won, observing your pure behavior in fear. And adorn not yourselves with the external ornaments of curls of the hair, or the wearing of golden trinkets, or of costly garments, but the hidden man of the heart, in the incorruptible adornment of the meek and quiet spirit, which is of great value before Elohim. For so once indeed the holy women who were hoping on Elohim adorned themselves, submitting themselves to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him master, whose children you became, doing good, and not being confused by false values. And you husbands, likewise, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, and hold them in honor, as the weaker vessels, because they also will inherit with you the gift of eternal life, and let not your prayers be hindered. And, finally, let all live in harmony, that you be sympathetic with them who suffer, and affectionate one to another, and be merciful and kind. Not giving back evil for evil, or railing for railing, but, on the contrary, give blessing, knowing that you were called to this in order that you might inherit blessing. For the one desiring to love life, and to see good days, let him restrain his tongue from evil, even his lips not to speak guile. Let him turn aside from evil, and let him do good. Let him seek peace, and pursue it, because the eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of Yahweh is against any doing evil things. And who is the one who can harm you if you become zealous followers of that which is good? But if you truly suffer because of righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And be not afraid of those who terrify you, neither be disturbed. But sanctify the Messiah as sovereign in your hearts, and always be ready to give an answer to everyone asking you a reason concerning the hope of your faith, with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience, that while they speak against you as evildoers, they may be shamed, those falsely accusing your good behavior in Messiah. For it is better, if it is the will of Elohim, to suffer for doing good deeds rather than for doing evil. Because even Messiah once suffered concerning sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to Elohim, indeed being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, and he preached to those souls, which were detained in Hades, which were formerly disobedient, in the days of Noah, when the long-suffering of Elohim commanded an ark to be made, in hope of their repentance, and 8 souls only entered into it, and were saved upon the water. And you also are saved in that same manner by baptism, not merely when you wash the filth from the body, but by confessing Yahweh with a pure conscience, and by the resurrection of Yahshua the Messiah, who going into heaven is at the right hand of Yahweh, cherubs, and authorities, and powers being made subject to him. Chapter 4. Therefore, Messiah having suffered for us in the flesh, also you arm yourselves with the same thought, because he having suffered in the flesh has been made to rest from sin, for him no longer to live in the lusts of men, but to live the remaining time in the flesh in the will of Elohim. For the time of life having passed is sufficient for us to have worked out the will of the pagans, having gone on in wantonness, lusts, drunkenness, parties, indecent singing, and lawless idolatries, in which they are surprised that you do not indulge with them into past excesses and they blaspheme against you, who will give account to Elohim, who is to judge the living and dead. For to this end also the good news was preached to the dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but might live according to Elohim in the spirit. But the end of all things has drawn near. Be of sound mind then, and be mindful of prayers, and above all things having fervent love to yourselves, because love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to strangers without murmurings, so let each one of you according to the gift he received from Elohim, minister the same to your fellow man as good stewards of the manifold grace of Elohim. If any man preach, let him preach the word of Yahweh. If anyone ministers, let him do so according to the ability that Elohim has given him, that in all things that you may do, Yahweh may be glorified through Yahshua Messiah, to whom belongs glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, do not be astonished at the fiery trial happening among you for your testing, as if a surprise were occurring to you, but rejoice, that you participate in the sufferings of the Messiah, that so you may also rejoice and exult at the revelation of his glory. If you are reviled in the name of Messiah, you are blessed, because the glorious Spirit of Elohim rests upon you. For do not let any of you suffer as a murderer, or a thief, or an evildoer, or as a meddler in the affairs of others. But if one suffers as a Christian, do not let him be ashamed, but to glorify Elohim in this respect. Because the time has come that judgment must begin with the house of Yahweh, and if it first begins with us, what will be the end of the ones disobeying the good news of Elohim? And, if the righteous is scarcely saved, where will the wicked and sinner appear? Wherefore, let them who suffer according to the will of Yahweh, commit their souls to him in well-doing, as to a faithful Creator. Chapter 5. I, a fellow elder, exhort the elders among you, I being also witness of the sufferings of Messiah, and being sharer of the glory about to be revealed, feed the flock of Elohim which is entrusted to your care, and shepherd them spiritually, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for money's sake, but with all your heart, nor as exercising dominion over the ones allotted to you, but becoming examples of the flock. And at the appearing of the chief shepherd, you will receive the never-fading crown of glory. Likewise, younger ones be subject to older ones, and all being subject to one another. Put on humility, because Elohim sets himself against proud ones, but he gives grace to the humble. Then be humbled under the mighty hand of Yahweh, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety onto him, because it matters to him concerning you. Be sensible, watch, because your adversary the devil walks about as a roaring lion seeking someone he may devour. Therefore resist him, being steadfast in the faith, and know that the same sufferings befall your brethren that are in the world. Now the Elohim of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Yahshua the Messiah, whom Yahweh has given to us, will strengthen us to endure these little afflictions that we may remain steadfast and established in him forever. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. I wrote to you these things briefly by way of Silvanus the faithful brother, as I reckon, exhorting and witnessing this to be the true grace of Yahweh, in which you stand. The chosen congregation in Babylon greets you, also Mark my son. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Peace be to you, all those in Messiah Yahshua. Amen.